members of the human family. My dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, June the 29th, 2014. And I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari community for equal rights and justice, freedom, justice, and equality. Servant of and to the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven, right here, right now on this earth. The kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to the waters of noon, the way to peace and tranquility and oneness through obedience to Mother Nature, obedience to the universe, obedience to Father Allah and Mother Allah, obedience to Almighty Father and Mother Yahuwah. Now, lest we point the finger at the prostitute on the corner that the police know about, the FBI know about, the CIA knows them, the intelligence agencies all know them, because the system needs criminal activity. The system breeds criminal activity. It is the system that is trafficking human beings. It is the system fraternal order of the police, FBI, CIA, kidnapping human beings, forcing them into prostitution, trafficking them across county lines and national borders and international borders. And when you broaden the scope and understand that all of us began with the Most High, and we promised the Most High to prepare, if the Most High prepared for us a body, that we would come into that body as the word of the Almighty coming through Christ, protons, neutrons, electrons, as the word, or in other words, the neutron. These two words are synonyms. The word and the neutron are synonyms. By the aid of the proton, which acts as the father within the nuclei, the blastula. And by the aid of the electron, which is the mother that is outside of the nuclei blastula, these two, protons and electrons, are the father and mother within the atom that has allowed us as the word neutron to come into this physical realm. To do what? To lead captivity captive, the book of Hebrews teaches us about ourselves. So this is what we promised, that we would fight for the human being, that we would fight on behalf of the oppressed and the locked out and the disenfranchised. And so when we do not do what we have promised the Most High that we would do, and when we allow a job to keep us quiet and keep us out of the struggle, when we allow fame and fortune to keep us quiet and out of the struggle, when we allow the system to give us this woman or that man to keep us quiet about the wickedness of the system, when we allow ourselves to become an official in the government, and then because we are an official in the government, we keep quiet and say nothing of the terrible condition that the people live in because of such a terrible, no good, rotten system, then have we not also become prostitutes for the system? Have we not also allowed ourselves to be paid off at some level to be quiet because we're so happy we have a 9-to-5 job, or we're so happy we are a singer in entertainment, or we are so happy that we are a basketball player, or we are so happy that we are a mayor a governor, a prime minister, or we are so happy that we are the manager in some corporation or a CEO in some corporation. No, we have been made, all of us, prostitutes on some level because the system knows what to give us to pay us off to keep us quiet. So we can't just point at the little sister and brother on the block. We have to point the finger at ourselves and know that we must remain dutiful to our mission as the word of the Almighty taking on the human nature and the flesh of the universe so that we may progress the human family to freedom, justice, and equality. This next verse, verse 30. Keep my Sabbaths, keep my Sabbath days of rest, and show reverence toward my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Now, first, I am the Lord. The word Lord, Yahuwah, existing, living. So we are to work on behalf of the principles and characteristics and attributes of living. We want to make it so that the systems, governments, and institutions of the earth foster and facilitate life, living, and existence for every human being on the planet. All of us have the right to our portion of the universe. Now, it said, remember my Sabbath days of rest. Let me see that again. Keep my Sabbath days of rest. When you check the word Sabbath, which has to do with seven. A Sabbath week is a 7-day period, and this word is masculine and feminine. So we see in this word Sabbath the reality of the sacred divine masculine in union with the sacred and divine feminine and giving birth to something. The masculine and the feminine can give birth to wickedness, or the masculine and the feminine can give birth to righteousness. Now, the Sabbath, dealing with the number 7, 7-day Sabbaths, 7-year Sabbaths, rooted in another word that has to do with rest and cessation and celebrate. When you look at the system of the African Hebrew Israelite nation, a system of truth, justice, and righteousness, and know that when you deal with the 7-year Sabbaths, every 7 years was a Sabbath to the African Hebrew Israelite nation. And after 7 years, that Sabbath, all debt was wiped away. All debt was ceased. All debt was done away with. The people rested from all debt. That meant that debt slavery was absolutely impossible in the African Hebrew Israelite society. We say the same today. We should be preaching cessation of all debt. Every 7 years, wipe the slate clean. All debt. I don't care what it is. Student debt. Student loan debt. Debt to the mortgage company. Debt on an international level from nations being indebted to the International Monetary Fund and World Bank and World Trade Organizations. All of these institutions under the control of the House of Rothschild, who control the worldwide economic system of debt slavery. Every 7 years, wipe away the debt. Now, 7 of those Sabbaths, 7 of those 7-year Sabbaths bring us to 49 and 50, which is the year of Jubilee, in which the land that has been lost, any family that has lost their land, that land reverts back to the original owner. So maybe there were hard times and the family fell into debt. And so the family had to give up some of their land to the creditor to pay off debt owed to the creditor. But after 50 years, the family would retrieve their land, obtain again their land. You do not lose your land forever. Talk to the Native American. Talk to the Native Africans who were here in the Americas first, and talk to the Native American red man who were also here at a later time. Talk to the indigenous of Central and South America. Talk to the indigenous of Australia, New Zealand. Talk to the indigenous in Asia. Talk to the indigenous in Africa. Talk to any and all human beings that have suffered loss of land in the United States of North America, Canada, Europe, and the original peoples, owners of the land in Israel that we call Palestinians and that we know are African Hebrews yet there. Talk to any and all who have lost their home because of fraud committed by the mortgage companies and the insurance companies like AIG and banking corporations like Goldman Sachs, purposefully overpricing and purposefully moving interest up and down at their whim to drive out families purposefully, to create fictitious derivatives market based on fictitious mortgages, selling fictitious mortgages to unsuspecting investors, the whole system full of fraud and wickedness. See, prostitution for a wicked system. How many leaders and corporate heads are prostitutes for a wicked system and doing wickedness night and day to destroy the human being? So seven-year Sabbaths bring us to 49. In the year 50, all land goes back to all original owners. He's Father and Mother Yahuwah says, remember my sanctuary. What is the sanctuary? Is it just the mosque, the cathedral, the synagogue, the temple, the building constructed by the hands of a human being? Or is it truly the Afu Raka, the house for the spirit and soul of the Almighty, which is this universe? Remember the universe. Remember the science of the universe. Remember the science of the sun, moon, stars, and planetary science. Remember that you, your physical structure, is a temple that houses the spirit energy of the Almighty, which came into the earth realm and took on human nature as the word neutron, coming through the atom by the aid of the proton in the nuclei blastula and the electron, which is the mother outside of the nuclei blastula. That physical structure that we live in now is the true sanctuary, made exactly like the universe. The womb of our mothers was overshadowed, and the mother Holy Spirit, E equals MC squared, began to exert energy on the womb of our mothers and began to call forth the clouds. And the cloud is a divining instrument. But see, it's being used for truth and justice and righteousness to propagate life and not propagate death. The Holy Spirit, Mother Holy Spirit, began to call forth the sun and solar energy and began to call forth water and call forth the material reality that came from Almighty Father. And so you have earth, air, fire, and water. You have the stuff of the universe. You have that which are signs and omens, and that which can be used to divine truth and propagate life, all right up in the child. And so that physical structure, which is the material from the universe, from the earth, is the temple and tabernacle and sanctuary and holy place. And so in the New Testament, when you see the saints begin to refer to each other as saints and not call each other terrible names that Caesar divided the people and caused the people to refer to each other in all manner of terrible names and names that were wicked and denigrating. So you begin to clean up your language and you see your brother and your sister as the temple or living in the temple of the Almighty. You see your brother and your sister as the word of the Almighty Jehovah made to come into the earth realm and take on human nature and the flesh of the universe, because we understand the science now. We understand that every man and woman, boy and girl are absolutely a holy place for the Almighty. Absolutely a temple for the Almighty. Absolutely a tabernacle for the Almighty. And we cease hurting one another. We cease denigrating one another. We cease destroying one another. We see each other as sanctified and holy and consecrated. And it becomes a taboo to hurt your sister and your brother, because you know that every human being is the word of the Almighty Jehovah living in that sanctuary, temple, mosque, cathedral that we know is the physical structure. Remember the sanctuary of Jehovah. Let me try to get to this next verse. 31. Do not defile yourselves by turning to mediums or those who consult spirits of the dead. Now, am I in the right translation? Hold it. Let me get the right translation. As we keep saying, these powers are with us. It says in the King James, regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord. Now, these powers and these attributes are here with us. But when you use them for dead, when you use these powers to promote death, I'm talking beyond a so-called seance where they so-called contact a dead person. That's punk stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the system of death. When you use your power of divining, that I have proven over and over again is the power given to every human being through scientific study of the universe, but this power and this understanding of signs and so on are to be used for life and existing, not for propagating death, hell, and destruction. But they, the system, the house of Rothschild, they have us using our powers for death and destruction. So the spirit of death, the spirit of hell, the spirit of destruction, cease working for them. Study the African Hebrew temple. Study the high priest, the African Hebrew high priest. Study Joseph. Study Laban. Study Genesis, where it says these are signs for you to understand signs and omens. Study the word wisdom, where it says wisdom. Jesus grew in wisdom. And know that Jesus, Yahushua, is going to use all of his powers of understanding the universe and divining and understanding signs and omens and dreams and numbers on behalf of the Almighty and existing and living for all. Yahuwah says, I am the Lord your God. And the word God should be gods and goddesses, because this word is Elohim. And when you let me research a word, is it here, that I have not done so, that might be in the New Testament Greek? But let's just stick with what we're looking at. Rulers, judges, divine ones, angels, God, goddess, God-like one, works or special possessions of God. Now, if you start with the works of the Most High, Jehovah, Father and Mother, well, the universe is full of the works of the Almighty. So the works of the Almighty, the universe, these are the Elohim gods and goddesses. The African taught that every portion of the universe was governed by a spirit, energy, entity, attribute, characteristic of the Almighty Jehovah, and the Almighty going under all manner of names. And so every human being is also an Elohim. Every spirit, entity, angel is also an Elohim. So when we go to each other, we're going to an Elohim. And so it says rulers and judges. So this is talking about setting up a system of rulers and judges that would behave absolutely like the Almighty Jehovah would desire that we behave, so that we may construct a system, society, nation, international, that is commensurate with the science of living and life. And so everywhere we go, we're looking at Elohim. And this is what Revelation and other places want us to understand about seeing the face of God, seeing God face to face. Everywhere we look in the universe, we are looking at the Almighty Father and Mother, because all of the universe and all within the universe are the children of the Almighty. Verse 32, thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man, and fear thy God, I am the Lord. And so we're talking about the aged, the elders. Research these words yourself. I'm not going into all of them, but we're talking about the elderly, not just an elderly man, but an elderly human being that has lived on the planet, paid the price, is now of age, and we do not want to push them aside. And so we respect and we honor and we love the elderly, and we pay homage to them and seek their advice, because they have wisdom and knowledge that we need, so that we may propagate the system of not death but life. And fear thy God, I am the Lord. And so fear, awe, have honor and respect. And the word God in the African Hebrew here is Elohim, which is defined as gods and goddesses. So we keep seeing that King James refuses to translate the scriptures correctly. And so fear the spirit angel entities who work on behalf of the Almighty. Fear and reverence and study scientifically the spirit entity energies of the universe and the earth, and follow after the spirit energy angelic entities that are with the Almighty, so that we may continue to walk the pathway of life and existing. I am the Lord. Yahuwah is existing and living. So we're dealing with the science of existing
and living. Verse 33. Now, these next couple of verses are so interesting. And if a stranger sojourn with thee in your land, ye shall not vex him. But the stranger that dwelleth with you shall be unto you as one born among you, and thou shalt love him as thyself. For ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. So look at the situation that we are witnessing in the United States of North America. Look at all of the men and the women and the children who are flooding the border, coming across the border of the United States of North America. Why? Because they have been vexed. This word vexed is yana. It's a verb. It means to oppress, suppress, treat violently, maltreat, vex, and do wrong. The sisters and brothers are fleeing poverty, impoverishment, theft of land, wealth, and resources, destruction of health care, destruction of education, and then all of this created by the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and the same wicked ruling class and families, House of Rothschild and Oppenheimers, using their presidents, using their senators and their congresspeople, using their corporate leadership, using their mayors and governors and so on, will send certain ones across the border into Mexico, into Central and South America to solicit men, women, boys and girls to come over the border because there's a job waiting for them. If they get to the job, it's a low wage, slave wage labor job to work on a farm as a picker, picking fruit and whatnot, or work in an work in a warehouse for who knows, Monsanto, some of these meat packing plants, some of these canneries. And so we see that this whole condition of slavery, exploitation, colonialism, causing men and women to leave their homes and travel here and travel there to earn a better living for their children and themselves. Do we love the sister and the brother? Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.